The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And we've been talking in Australia this week about conscription and national service returning. And guess what? The US Congress is considering the same thing. Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Yeah, I think the most important part of this story is the fact that you've got Republicans and Democrats working together, and there are notable names. Now, here's what they're planning to do or what they're talking about doing. This is a proposal to expand the national service program called AmeriCorps to more than double the number of young people who would work in it. We say young people because it doesn't pay much. It pays about $15,000 for a year of service. And for that, you get a few thousand dollars of credit toward education down the road. But it gives you a good feeling as well. And it looks good on the resume. So they're going to increase the stipend to about $22,000 a year. They want to double the number of young people, more than double it. Over 3 years, they want to go from 75,000 in the AmeriCorps positions right now to about 250,000. So that's a dramatic growth. But listen to some of the names who are involved. This is Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey, Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Jack Reed, Democrat of Rhode Island, Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, Tammy Duckworth, Democrat of Illinois, John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, Kamala Harris, Democrat from California, Angus King, an independent from Maine, Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, and on and on. There's an awful lot of people who are involved in this, and so that means it probably is going to happen. Now, the House, that's coming out of the Senate. The House is going to wait and see what it is. They want to see it part of a big spending program for coronavirus. And if they make it part of that, then you might get the Democrats in the House to go along. Mm. Republicans don't have an awful lot to say in the House because the Democrats hold sway. And so you've got to sort of try to make the Democrats happy or come up with something that's so good that they can't say no to it. So maybe this is it.
A lot of big names supporting it. Now, it's sad when any company files for bankruptcy, but Brooks Brothers is 200 years old, and it's got a lot of history when it comes to U.S. presidents.
Well, it is famously dressed 40 U.S. presidents and legions of investment bankers. I had a Brooks Brothers suit at one point. Yeah. It's a good looking suit, no doubt about it. You know, but they blame it on the coronavirus. Now, don't get the idea that Brooks Brothers is going to go away. I don't think it will. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which means that the creditors are left holding the bag. They get to reorganize and continue. And in the meantime, they also look for someone who might want to buy the company. Mm. I think if you're looking for a company with a real pedigree, can't do much better than Brooks Brothers, that's for sure.
Once dressed by Brooks Brothers, Harley Carnes, you have a great weekend. Thank you.